Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason is engineering in at GCN in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And, you know, I just wanted to mention that in the early days of COVID-19, Gwyneth and I discussed what should be done. And we agreed that quarantine was the right way to go. So the people who had it should be quarantined so we could isolate it and keep it from spreading. But that's not what happened. We also thought that travel should be, international travel should be stopped immediately. Nobody coming in from any other country. Nobody comes into the United States. And, of course, that wasn't done. And, you know, reflecting back on why that wasn't done is because this was, by the way, don't believe anything we say, especially me. Don't believe anything that you hear in the media, read in the media, or see in the media. But I believe this was done, a coordinated effort by the global elite, the Committee of 300, the Illuminati, the wealthy of the world to reduce population. And so if that were the desired outcome, you would not want to reduce travel. You'd want this thing to spread like wildfire, which is what it did. So I kind of think that that's another piece of proof that this was designed to kill us. And the word decimate had been used, you know, decimate the population. Well, that's not the right word. Decimate, what it really means is reduced by one-tenth. So that's not the plan. The plan was not to reduce the population by one-tenth. The plan was to reduce the population by nine-tenths. And that's not decimate. That's close to annihilate. Annihilate means leave nothing, or almost nothing. So annihilate means almost nothing is left. Decimate means you got 90% left. I don't believe they wanted 90% left. I believe they wanted about 10% left. So what is happening with language is the meanings of the words keep changing. So now we are commonly using the word decimate to mean annihilate. And they mean two different things. So we need to stop changing the meanings of words because the generally dumb public doesn't know the difference in the meaning of some words, maybe most words. So, Gwyneth, what do you think about our original thought to stop travel immediately? Nobody comes into Australia. Nobody comes into the United States. Nobody travels to our countries, Canada, to stop the spread of these diseases. We could have stopped it. But the plan was really to keep it spreading. And you can see that. And it was working pretty well. We've had at least four members of my family executed by this. We should be outraged at the Chinese. We should stop every single purchase of anything new manufactured in China. Anything new should be stopped at the border. No, we're not. We don't want it. And bring back manufacturing to our countries, Australia, the United States, Canada, the good guys. But that's not what happened. We still buy this Chinese junk, this substandard junk. One more small point. When I, just to show you how evil some of these Chinese manufacturers are and resellers are, and they know this. They know what they're doing. Here's just one small exclamation point. When we were building our house 18 years ago here in Missouri from scratch, building a house that never had land, a house on this land. So we excavated, and to do this right, on top of a knoll so water would run downhill. To do it right, we needed to use a level. Now, I had a level. I had several levels, but they were in Virginia, 1,100 miles away. I didn't have everything that our son and I needed to build our house. So I went to buy a level. Now, where do you buy a level today? Well, many people buy them at Harbor Freight. And this is when I was learning about Harbor Freight. So I went to the level display. I wanted to buy a 4-foot level and a 6-foot level. So that when we built our house, everything would be plumb and level. Well, I decided to check the levels to see how accurate they were. And there was a Lally column, L-A-L-L-Y. It's a column that supports a member, like a roof, a major roof member, to support trusses. So there was one there, and I figured, this building's pretty old. This is probably, this column is probably level. And right near the level display, the shelves that had the levels on them hanging. So I took a level and put it against the Lally column, and the level was off, which either meant the level was off or the column was off. I thought, no, I think it's a level. So I turned the level over, just rotated it in my hand, still vertical, and put it against the column. And it read that the column was not level. So I turned the level upside down, checked it again, and it was still not level. And I checked it by rotating it, and it was still not level. So I checked every level on the display, and only one of them showed that the column was level. Only one. Out of all the levels they were selling. Here's what that means. That means that everybody else that bought a level from there and used it has a structure that's leaning. They built a structure that's not leaning. So your contractor could say, well, let me get me one of them Harbor Freight levels and use it and look at the level and say, yep, it's perfect. And yet the building can be off 1 or 2 degrees, maybe 4 degrees. And so when you look at your kitchen cabinets or the floors and you put a marble on your floor and it races to one side of the room, that's because the floor's not level. Or if you put your sauce pan or you're boiling some spaghetti on the stove and you put water in it, and you say, what's with this pot? The water's leaning to one side. The water is actually level. It's the stove that's not level because the counter's not level. It's because the floor's not level. Harbor Freight. How many defective levels did they send to this country? And then the one that was correct, one out of, let's say, 20. The one that I did buy, I put it in the garage. It got cold. Let's say 20 degrees Fahrenheit. Freezing's 32. That darn, the vials exploded. Because water is the only substance that expands when it's cooled and it expands when it's heated. So it blew the vials out. Have you ever seen an American manufactured level that had a vial explode because the temperature got cold or hot? Of course not. What I'm saying is the Chinese have sold us a bill of goods and are stupid, greedy, pathetic, parasitic politicians allow it. And they allow the extinction of your family through engineered diseases. And mosquitoes, too. And ticks. All engineered. Not every tick is engineered to be a carrier, and not every mosquito. But labs in the United States have been working on delivery systems, including ticks, Lyme's disease, and mosquitoes that have been released in Texas and Florida. And these insects carry so many diseases. I'm just trying to think of some of the diseases. Dengue fever, Zika, West Nile virus. Yeah. Carried by mosquitoes. Engineered in the United States of America. Released in Texas and Florida. A few million of them over a 7-year period. And your government? Yep. Sounds good to us. Let's do it. Gwyneth is with us. Gwyneth, any comments?
For most of that rant, for a good portion of that rant, your telephone signal was being seriously interfered with, and I heard probably about a quarter of it. So, but I got the gist of what you were saying about levels. And I've got one of these levels, and it's annoying. And I thought it was the only one. I thought it was just a dodgy batch of level. But apparently not. You know, but it's an amazing long rule. So I still use the rule, but I don't use the level because I know that the level's no good. And I was trying to find, you know, some contours on a paddock using a level. And you used to be able to do that, Vincent. You used to be able to measure whether the soil was level or not with a meter long spirit level. And you could lay it on the ground and it would tell you. Not anymore. Not these levels. It's just, you know, rubbish.
What you need to do.
What you really need to do.
What you really need to do, class, is if you have multiple levels, check a door jamb for being plumb vertically. And then in your hand, while you've got that level going vertical, rotate it. So the front of the level is now the back of the level as you look at it. And see if the bubble changes. If it changes, that level is not level. It's got an error in it. Then turn it upside down and do the same thing. So you take four different measurements to see if the level is accurate. And if you find that it's accurate in only one of the vials and in one direction, then what you do is you put an arrow, like with a Sharpie marker, that says, this is the side we use, because the other sides are incorrect. Now, how is it possible that a company that makes an instrument that's supposed to be used for measuring would get it wrong? That's like having a 25-foot tape measure, and the increments for inches happens to be, well, maybe instead of an inch, truly marked an inch, but it's really 3/4 of an inch. That means that everything that you cut is going to be wrong as compared with a standard with another inch tape. This is where we are today with second-rate Chinese tools.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I just want to let you know that Kyle has an outstanding syllabus for tomorrow. Outstanding. A list of the items that you need to prepare and survive. And we're going to go through it item by item. I suggest you tune in, be in class tomorrow. And Friday, I have BERT syllabus, another outstanding class syllabus. So two syllabi, I suggest you tune in. They're both very important, seriously. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, there's so much to talk about today, and I'm just wondering where I should start. On the theme of what you should have to survive, I know that there's a lot of important things, but I just want to relate a quick, before we get started on the main topic. My two sons, they rent a house together in town because they work in town. And they rent a house quite near to where they work. And they're able to walk to their workplace, which is pretty good. They've got a good landlord. He lets them grow a vegetable garden and he lets them keep chickens. And they have had the joy recently of having their chickens lay eggs for them for the very first time. And this is the first time my son have had chickens, and it's the first time that they've eaten their own eggs. And my son said to me, he said, "Mum, you're absolutely right. I'm sure these eggs taste better than the supermarket eggs." He said, "I'm having scrambled eggs at the moment. I'm watching a movie. I've got my girlfriend with me. We're having a feed of scrambled eggs. And it's great." And I just, I felt so proud and happy for him. You know what I mean? It's sort of like, and like I say, he's got a rented place. But he's had a talk to his landlord, and his landlord said, yeah, you can have some chickens. And, yeah, you can put a garden in. And if you're in a rented house, it is worth asking your landlord if you could please have a few chickens. At least got, like, 3 or 4 chickens. I don't think he's got a rooster. I think I said to him, listen, if you need any replacement chickens at any time and I happen to have some spare hens, I'll probably part with some to help you out at any time. But he said, no, it's all right, Mum, we'll get some at the shops. But that avenue now is open for him in case he's unable to get any at the shops. Right now I've only got 3 chickens because I had a go at letting my chickens learn how to free range, and the fox discovered my little project and took them one by one until eventually I only had 3 left, and I said, right, that's it. You guys are going back in the fence for a while. So that's something you've got to be aware of as well, is that you've got to be aware of your local wildlife. And you might have ideas of free-ranging your chickens, but the local foxes around your place might have the idea that your place is the local KFC. And those two goals don't necessarily mesh very well. And I would like to talk a little bit more later in the broadcast about tree legumes as well, because they're a very fine chicken fodder. But right now, I want to talk about what's been happening in Melbourne. I know that one of your pet peeves is Elon Musk and his space junk. And I don't know if your detractors have been dismissing you as a little bit of a cuckoo worrying about space junk falling on your farm, but if said kooks are listening, calling them the kooks, you know who I'm talking about. You've got to do a search on YouTube for the Melbourne space junk, because space junk has been, this last weekend, has been raining down on Melbourne, a city of over 3 million people. And people have got their cell phones out and they filmed it. They thought it was a meteor. But apparently it was space junk. Were you able to find those videos on YouTube?
Well, I did find information about the space junk raining down in Melbourne, Australia. Yeah, what goes up comes down. Satellites come down. There's no question about it.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. Massachusetts Democrat governor has declared a state of emergency to deal with the state's growing illegal immigrant crisis. Nearly 5,600 families are now being housed in emergency shelter systems at a cost of $45 million per month. Democrat Governor Mara Healey has made an urgent formal appeal to the White House, calling the problem a federal crisis of inaction. Healey says she will continue to do the work.
We are going to keep doing everything that we can to help families in need.
COVID-19 hospitalizations in the United States are on the rise for a second week in a row. According to the CDC, the number of people being hospitalized for the virus surged more than 12%. New Hampshire had the biggest jump in a single week at 96%, or almost doubling the previous week's numbers. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the DC for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah. Class, years ago, I posted on our website that if anyone was caught littering on our farm, there's a $1,000 fine. And I was imposing that. So I'm sick of picking up bottles and cans that the GDP throw out of their windows. Of course, it's been way, way reduced because of our vigilance. And I also posted that if space junk landed on our farm, there'd be $1 million fine. And when I was running for the board of directors, one of the incumbents who was running against me after I got a chance to say my couple minutes worth on stage, making my case as to why I should be a director instead of these other trained SEALs, I was beaten verbally beaten up by one of the guys who is running for re-election. And he said that Mr. Finelli should show some civility. $1 million fine for trash on his property. Now, I want you to think about this, class. If you have one of Elon Musk's satellites fall out of orbit and land on your property, what do you think the cleanup cost is going to be? What if it's a radioactive nuclear-powered satellite? What do you think the cost is going to be? Do you think that...
Hello? Or have we lost me? Hello, would you like me to keep talking then?
Off the air again.
Okay. Should I start talking? Okay. Yeah, anyway, Space Junk, you should really worry about this because they've got some really, really interesting isotopes on board these satellites. You know, this is not your everyday garden variety technology. This can really, really ruin your day. I mean, there is a possibility that one of these bits of space junk could actually land on you. And the news reports that they've been issuing in Melbourne is that some of these bits of space junk are the size of a medium-sized car. That's 3 meters by 3 meters. That's like almost the size of a horse stable in floor area. You could fit a car on that space. Yeah, it's just, it's absolutely disgusting. It's just, and then Vince goes talking about it, and then suddenly he drops out. Well, obviously somebody doesn't like it, but that's just too bad because we're going to keep talking about it. Because even if a tiny particle, the size of a nut or the size of a bolt, a small nut or a small bolt hits you in the head, speed of a bullet. And if you got hit with a bullet in the head, it would definitely ruin your day. And some of these particles are that sort of size. Some of them are car-sized. Some of them are the size of a laptop. It really doesn't matter. And like Vince was saying, some of these particles are going to be radioactive because these satellites have nuclear reactors on them. And how do you know you're not messing with a reactor core? This is just not on. This technology has been allowed to just be here, there, and everywhere, all over the earth. You know, these people, and I mean, Melbourne's a city of 3 million people. Don't they take that into account, that maybe those 3 million people don't want to have to be dealing with this? You know? Would you like it if a piece of space junk landed in your backyard? I know I would be seriously, seriously, seriously hacked off. And where we are, there's only about 300 kilometres, about 200 miles from Geraldton, from Melbourne. What did I say, Geraldton? From Melbourne. We're only living about 200 miles from Melbourne. So who's to say that that couldn't happen here? Of course it could. It could happen on the earth. But, you know, apparently these people who put that up there didn't think or didn't care to think of what would happen to their technology at the end of the line. They thought, oh yeah, it'll all just fall and burn up. You know, it'll probably fall into the sea after all. That's the majority of the Earth's surface. No, that's two-thirds of the Earth's surface. That's one-third of the Earth's surface is land. Two-thirds is water. So that means you've got a 1 in 3 chance, statistically, of it landing on land. And it's about 10% of the Australian landmass is populated. Or for other continents. About 1 in 30 chance of it landing in a populated area. 1 in 30, that's getting up there. That is like getting into horse racing odds. You know, it's a long shot, but it could happen. It's just not acceptable. These people, Vincent is right, these people must be held to account legally and lawfully for the damage that they do. But will they ever be held to account? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. It's just, and then like I say, when people go talking about it on the radio, they're knocked off the air.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Hey, Gwyneth.
Hello.
Did you hear
my little rant?
Only for part of it. You must have said something that was offensive, and you know, I got knocked off the air.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. It was me. I was the guy who
knowing about this topic.
Yeah, I was the guy who did it, and I was talking about space junk, and I was talking about, you know, my reaction and how I got beat up on stage at the annual meeting of the board of directors meeting at Laclede Electric. I mean, I was literally beat up after my turn to present my case as to why I should be elected by the members. I was beat up from I was ambushed by one of these guys running for re-election. And they took exception to the fact that I demanded $1 million payment for space junk landing on our property. So I published it in the public domain so that if it landed, you know, one of Elon's or somebody else's satellites landed, NASA's satellites landed on our property, it was mine, and now I have to deal with it. So that's where the fine came in. And I'm sick of people throwing bottles, glass bottles and cans that the cows, you know, get cut up on. They're wild animals, and total disregard for wildlife and everything else on the planet by these parasites, these generally dumb people who think that they can throw trash wherever the heck they want. I'm sick of it. I'm absolutely sick. I'm sick of hunters shooting off the road, killing wild animals just because they feel like shooting a rifle out of their window as they drive by. That's a drive-by shooting. It just doesn't happen to be people. It's outrageous, the things that people do. So I put on notice everybody to say, it's got to stop. And so we did actually stop it. But we can't stop these crazies from putting satellites in orbit. Elon Musk is the most dangerous person on the planet. He's putting rockets up there with many satellites per rocket. He's boring holes in the atmosphere, destroying the oxygen, and then we're raining down particles of his space junk. Now, everybody that puts satellites up knows that they come down. If you have one of those stupid helium balloons that says, happy birthday number one to your infant or your toddler, and the toddler lets it go and everybody goes, wee, and off it goes, you know for a fact it's going to come down. You just don't know where. And if you send off a bottle rocket for celebrating Independence Day, you know it goes up, and you know for 100% certainty it's going to come down. The same thing with space junk. The same thing with airplanes. Now, a controlled descent and a controlled landing is the preferred operation. But sometimes they don't go down controlled and they crash. They go up and they come down 100% of the time. And even though Amelia Earhart's airplane hasn't been found, it still came down somewhere. So we got to stop this nonsense. We really do. And I stand by everything I've said, including Elon Musk being the most dangerous person on the planet. Nobody needs more satellites. Nobody needs a spy camera in their doorbell. Nobody needs to have delivery of everything just because they click a mouse and type in a few characters on the keyboard. Nobody needs Amazon. Nobody needs Microsoft. Nobody needs anything that Elon Musk makes, including the boring holes in the ground, the faster-than-sound space air travel. No one needs the satellites. Nobody needs Twitter. Nobody needs Skype. Nobody needs any of this big tech stuff. We got along just fine without it. As a matter of fact, we got along way better without it. Nobody needs a cell phone. We did fine with landlines. We don't need this big tech. We really don't. We don't need... And how's it working? We have more technology than we've ever had, and we're using more electricity than we ever had. Which means more coal, more natural gas, more radioactivity, more heat, more oil burned, more wood burned, more consumption. For what? These electronic gadgets so we can sit on our lazy boy or our couch and push a button to turn the TV on that's already on? You're just turning it on the rest of the way because we're so fat and so lazy? We don't need this stuff. We really don't. Makes my blood boil. It really does. And there's nothing I can do to stop it other than let y'all know that this is what's happening. And it seems that sometimes when I really get onto these topics, I get knocked off the air. And you just saw it again today. But you know what? Here at USA Prepares, we don't quit. Other broadcasters quit.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
One last exclamation point. You know, when we were sending up like the Challenger rocket and putting man-made orbiting devices into the upper atmosphere. Every time we launch one of those big rockets from Florida, 3 days later, the weather would change. Sometimes 2 days later, the weather would change. We'd have a massive flood or a massive snowstorm, or the weather would change dramatically out of character for the weather. Every time we had one of these rockets go up. And because it was 2 or 3 days later, people didn't correlate the rocket launch with the dramatic weather event. And I was talking to one of our neighbors when I lived on the East Coast. And I said to him, you know, every time one of these things goes up, 2 or 3 days later, it's a massive flood. As a matter of fact, there was one that was reported in the media that the Garden State Parkway was flooded. 7 inches of rain. People couldn't travel from New Jersey to New York City to go to work or come back home. Massive flooding a couple days after the space launch. And my neighbor probably couldn't think less of me after that. So there I was. I was branded as a kook. So, you know, you try to share knowledge with people, and they think you're nuts. So that's okay. That's okay. I'm still doing it. I'm still doing it, except I'm not just talking to one neighbor. I'm talking to a whole bunch of people, and so are the rest of our instructors. But the point is, there are a lot of people who just don't have the knowledge base. They're ignorant of the facts. They can't put the pieces together. They can't play chess. But they're pretty good at finding the channels that they want to watch as to who can make the best cookies on one of those cooking shows or stupid things like that. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, that's true. There's been, sure, I would like to go on to the Russell Island tragedy, if you don't mind.
Please do.
I don't know if you've had a chance to search for that on the internet, but in Queensland, Australia, just these last few days, there's been a massive tragedy. And there was a house fire, and six people died in the house fire. Five little children and their dad or stepdad. He was, you know, even if he was the stepdad, he cared about these children enough to risk his life to go back into the house and save them. And his wife was in the house, and his wife's sister was staying at the house. And they both got out alive. But the wife's sister had to jump off the second-story balcony veranda of this house. And she was not injured, thankfully. But the reason why is that there was one... This is a house design called a Queenslander. And what a Queenslander is, it's Q-U-E-E-N-S-L-A-N-D-E-R. It's a house design, and it's a standard wooden frame house, but it's built on stumps that raise it to the level of the second story. So there's a big empty space underneath. Sometimes they're boarded in. Sometimes the bottom floor is made into a garage or, you know, a workshop or a man cave or something like that. But this was the design of the house because it was in Queensland. Coincidentally, the location of this house fire, I haven't lived there for over 20 years or almost 20 years roundabout, but it was just a few hundred metres from the block of land that my husband and I had on this particular island called Russell Island. And that's why it would have gotten my attention because it's tragic anyway, but I believe that there's foul play associated with this house fire. I can't prove it, but what I know, I'll outline as we go along. This house only had one entry, and that was up the stairway to the veranda on the second floor. And the veranda on the style of house generally goes all the way around the house, you know, or generally at least all the way across the front of the house. And the fire started at the bottom of the stairway staircase. That's not a place that a fire starts in and of itself. That's a place that a fire starts to
wellness and self-care
in.
Doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com. Including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.